You're listening to a very, very special episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour. This is just one part in our 13.5-part series of the best of the Final Edition Radio Hour. Please, enjoy.
I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
30 minutes of sizzling satire with teeth.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks, the fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
Democrats in Wisconsin suffered a stunning defeat in last week's recall election, yet tonight they're celebrating. I'm here with Mike Tate, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and we're surrounded by a group of oddly jubilant Democrats. Mike, you do know you lost, right?
Oh, hell yeah, we did. The Republicans outspent us by 7-1.
7.5-1, actually.
You total up the last 2 years of recall elections, they spent something like $125 million to stomp us into the dirt.
So why are you celebrating?
I just told you. They spent $125 million in our state. That's been a full 0.25% of our GDP for the last 2 years. And the best part is, most of that money came from out of state. We never would have seen it otherwise.
But now the election is over. The money has stopped.
Oh, yeah? In a year, we can recall Scott Walker all over again. We can do it to every Republican who rolls through. People out in Indiana want to do the same thing to their governor. There are campaigns against Citizens United. Either the GOP gives up, or we're all going to get rich.
So won't it?
And the GOP won't give up.
So won't it?
I'm going to buy a boat.
So won't it get kind of dispiriting to keep fighting for something you already know you're going to lose?
I'm a Democrat. That's the only life I know.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Now our finance feature, Money or Die. An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds, meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguth, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking McHealth menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato. Tasty, health-threatening food product people love, which also happens to contain the drugs to counter that health threat.
Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checks out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfocker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's elderly mother, Anna, is eating her meal on a plate attached to the control panel of her mechanized scooter. Anna, what are you diving into there?
Oh, this here's a big and tasty Celebrex McBurger with mushrooms and Swiss. Why should I worry about colon polyps when I'm eating the cure for colon polyps?
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Yep. Used to hurt so bad if could have been over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golgoth, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on Earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
McDonald's Pfizer has already gotten approval from Health and Human Services in Washington for Medicare and Medicaid to cover the cost of the new McHealth menu meals. A small copay may be required where Health and Human Services deems the health threat of certain ingredients to be abnormally high. The new company also plans to develop a nationwide insurance provider network called, what else, McHMO.
You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class.
Sheriff Paul Babiou, Romney for president co-chair in Arizona, tried to have his Mexican boyfriend deported when he went public with their affair. This has finally prompted the GOP to do something about its state of denial that prominent Republicans can be as gay as the next guy. Republican leaders will fund a new political action committee called RAMBLA, the Republican American Man Boy Love Association. Meet RAMBLA's executive board.
Hi, I'm Pastor Ted.
Hi, I'm Senator Larry Craig.
Hi, I'm the Reverend Reekers.
Hi, I'm ex-Congressman Mark Foley.
Hi, I'm Indiana Representative Philip Hinkle.
And I'm Sheriff Paul Babiou.
And we're proud to be heading up RAMBLA, the Republican-American Men-Boy Love Association.
Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
We are funding RAMBLA to fight for the rights of prominent Republicans who, even though they aren't really gay, long to know more about young gay men, whether they're capable of real, true, lasting love, and how they would express that love. RAMBLA's message is this. In 2012, it's time to recognize that while same-sex marriage is wrong, and wrong again, love between men, especially older men who don't look their age, and much younger men, is as American as apple pie with a scoop of saffron cinnamon sorbet. Look, servicing gay men is not RAMBLA's mission. No. RAMBLA is for those many, many Republicans who aren't gay, and in some cases are violently anti-gay. But all the same, just like being with and sleeping in the same general area as teenage boys with dreamy eyes, creamy skin, tousled hair they can muss, but in a non-dirty, non-sexual way. Is that too much to ask? Love and the freedom to be me? Last time I looked, we call that the American dream.
The following is a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Hi, I'm Bill Newport.
And I'm Chris White, on behalf of Idiots with Guns.
You know, every time someone gets in the news shooting an unarmed person, the National Rifle Association rises to defend responsible gun owners. But what about the rest of us?
The Second Amendment to the Constitution doesn't just guarantee guns for smart, responsible people. They're for everyone.
We're idiots, and we have the right to defend ourselves.
Now suppose I see a black teenager in a hoodie walking down the street at night. What am I supposed to do? Call the police? Do what they tell me? Let highly trained members of law enforcement handle the situation?
Or let's say I've just had a messy divorce, and now my kids and ex-wife are going to continue their lives without my total control.
Plus, you're drunk.
Plus, I'm drunk. So, I have to go home and kill them.
What else can you do?
Do I have another option?
Probably. But point is, we're too dumb to think of it. That's why guns must be kept safe and legal for exactly the kind of morons who really use them.
So I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can shoot you in a homosexual panic.
What?
I'm not gay!
This has been a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth. It's like Spinal Tap with minds.
Hi, I'm Ward Slurry, chairman of the Chamber of U.S. Petroleum Producers, or CUSP. And I want to clear up some loose talk that petroleum will eventually run out. It will not. As you know, fossil fuels come from lots of dead dinosaurs being under intense heat and pressure over millions of years. Also, a single American can burn through almost 30 years of pre-human history with a quick drive to the mall. That's why people think the remaining oil will eventually become too hard to recover. And it will. On this planet. But not in Narnia. Narnia, of course, is an enchanted land where animals talk, everything is magical, and oil is the most sane, logical, and abundant energy. You can drill and drill and just never run out. Plus, they still have plenty of dinosaurs there. Why, woolly mammoths are as common in Narnia as mosquitoes are at picnics. But it's not just Narnia that will save us from running out. Geologists think they've pinpointed another pocket of crude oil buried way, way up our ass. No matter what happens in the Middle East, we'll be pulling oil out of our ass. Plus, I'm pretty sure there are even more woolly mammoths up there, too. So we need to lower the panic level on this topic and get back to energy solutions that work. Oil will never run out, as long as the government lets us drill. I'm willing to let oil companies drill me in the ass for as long as they want. How about you?
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
The great economic booms of the modern era, housing in the 2000s, technology in the 1990s, savings and loans in the 1980s, have one thing in common. Bubbles. Irrational speculation and massive overreaching that enriches everyone who matters. Many economists believe we need another bubble to accelerate our current recovery. One believer is David Schwarzstein, an unindicted accountant formerly of Arthur Andersen. He created the popular low-risk, high-return, general uncertainty margins, or GUMs, designed to reinflate the economy.
What industry will create the next five-year ride of imaginary wealth? Oil or autos, airplanes, entertainment, corn, solar, celebrity fashion? No one knows. But this came to me on Turks and Caicos. Everyone's speculating. Speculating about the speculative market. Speculation about speculation is still speculation, isn't it?
Turns out, yes it is. Thus, the bubble concept. Speculation in speculation. Schwarzstein created GUMs in partnership with Citibank, Deutsche Bank, and Bank of America. A Citibank spokesman explained how they work.
Institutional investors buy a minimum $10 million bet that one of 25 pre-selected industries will produce the next bubble. They only put down 0.1%, so their stake is an incredible 99.9% leveraged.
A Deutsche Bank analyst continued.
These institutional bets are then bundled into GUMs, and shares of those are offered to the public. It's totally safe. All you need is a bank account and the desire to get rich. GUMs will always appreciate.
Are GUMs SEC and FTC approved? A Bank of America economist insists that they probably are.
But that doesn't matter. What matters is that GUMs are really certainly win-win. So there's no time to lose. Buy shares right now. Don't ask questions.
Could these bubble GUMs rejuvenate America's arthritic economy?
You can bet your life on it.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
It's time for another episode of Sister Mary Che Explains It All For You.
Hello, ladies. It's your little old left-lib nun again, Sister Mary Che, coming to you from the convent of Our Lady of Liberation Tendencies in Wellesley, Mass., mother house of my wonderful, wonderful order, the Little Sisters of Noam Chomsky. A lot of news in nun world this week, ladies. The holy war on women continues. Pope Benedict XVI, we girls of the veil call him Benji, the Rottweiler of God, is cracking down on us 60,000 remaining U.S. nuns. Why? Because we have radical feminist views, like caring for the homeless, the poor, and the HIV positive, like supporting free health care, you know, the kind Jesus used to provide. Come to think of it, comparing the Pope to a Rottweiler is really unfair to Rottweilers. We have a Rottweiler here at the hospice called Gertrude Stein, and she's a total sweetie pie. Except when we get a visitation from one of those right-wing bishops. Oh my, she loves to bite their bottoms. We had Cardinal Roly-Poly Dolan of New York pay us a visit recently to shut us up. We're all for Catholic employers having to provide birth control for their employees, you see. Gertrude took one look at him and went right for the buttocle area. And there's a lot of it. The funny thing about our new cardinal being contraception is that he, well, looks like he has a couple of buns in the oven. And you know what? Once he's birthed and raised those little ones all alone on food stamps with no child benefits or health insurance, we'd love to hear what he has to say about birth control. Won't we, ladies? Blessed be the fruit of thy womb, Roly-Poly-Doly. Here's the irony of not very bright men telling us girls to toe the line. Most of us have at least one PhD. I have two. One in Lacanian deconstructive theology and one in applied microbiology. That's a fancy pants way of saying doctor. So I can assure His Holiness and His Roly-Poliness that the medical advances which help us control death also give us the means to control birth. Yet, while the Catholic hierarchy disapproves of birth control, it has no problem with death control. Oh, golly, Miss Molly, no! They want all the latest medical breakthroughs to keep them alive as long as possible. Heaven can wait. Now, if God is fine with intervening medically in the natural order at the end of life, what would be her problem with intervening medically in the natural order at the beginning of life? We nuns of the 60s and 70s know one thing. After all the prayers and good works of the last 40 years, there are still two classes of people in the church. Catholics with penises, the hierarchy, and us, the lowerarchy, without. Yea, verily, it's a man's world, and that's why it's such a gosh darned mess. But you know something? Despite all that death control at their disposal, we still outlive them. So here's today's mini homily from your little old left-lib nun, Sister Mary Che. Life doesn't begin at conception. Life begins at 40. Bye-bye till next time, ladies. God bless you, everyone.
This fall, a new sitcom set in Milwaukee about two wacky people and the governor they own. Get ready for Charles and David.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Coke Industries Incorporated.
Give us any fact, we'll fake it. Give us any law, we'll break it. We're gonna make our extremes come true. Doing it Coke way, not just climate change deniers. We're right-wing nut suppliers. We're gonna make our memes come true. Doing it Coke way, there's no one we won't buy. Walker, Christie, even Herman came this time. There's no Coke blocking us.
We make our own truth.
We've got the front groups.
We come off like all shuckers, but we're two rich Coke suckers. We're gonna buy all your dreams, that's true. And we'll do it Coke way, yes, Coke way. Turn government into a joke. We'll do it Coke way, yes, Coke way. Make the whole country go broke for Coke and Coke.
This fall, Charles and David, two kooky billionaires, try to make it on their own to Wisconsin. It's a tea party of fun. Check listings. Local crimes may vary.
The best of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Ann Tuchel, Barry Lank, Kevin Janis, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by John Marshall, Barry Lank, John Fugelsang, Bruce Cherry, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. Visit us at thefinaledition.com regularly for daily doses of satire with teeth. Clean, bright, cavity-free, cute, killer, cannibal teeth. The Final Edition Radio Hour was produced by Jeff Chrysler and Tony Hendra and edited and engineered by Greg Russ. The Final Edition is a production of The Final Edition, LLC. Copyright 2012.